Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Monday night meeting with the Chargers.
How y'all doing? Good.
So, how's it going to feel to, you've tackled other running backs before, but when you see guys that you've actually played with, like J.K. and Gus, how's that? Does it feel any different when you're going against former guys?
No, I don't think so. I think before the game, you maybe think about it once or twice, but while you're playing, it's just nameless, faceless opponent. So, we're attacking this week like we would any other week.
Do you look at the film that they played this year, or just go back to the practice film where you had them as teammates?
No, it's week 12 now, so we got a good amount on tape that we can go off. But it's always good. I'm sure after the game, we'll say what's up, and, it's always good to see those guys.
Hey, Kyle, interesting storyline of this game is, of course, the two brothers coaching against each other and John and Jim. Kind of a cool aspect and thing going into this. What are your thoughts on playing in a game where you have two brothers and two brothers?
Yeah, I've actually talked to Coach Harris about it a little bit, just here and there, like having breakfast, whatever. And I think he's, from his perspective, he's done a good job just kind of managing emotions. And, we still have a game to play. And but at the same time, I think everybody understands it's kind of historic and it's cool to be a part of history. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think this has happened before other than them playing each other the previous time. So it's always cool to see like their family, what they've done and what they've done for football and be a part of it. And but at the end of the day, we still got a job to do.
Do you think in talking to him, though, do you think this could be some bragging rights with this brother?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know that me and my brother would be having this bragging rights. And, I'm sure Coach Jim is ready to play us again after the last time they played. And, Coach Harris being the older brother, got to put him in his place. So it's pretty cool to be part of it.
In the nuts and bolts way, do you think it matters at all that their GM came from here, their defensive coordinator came from here, their offensive coordinator came from here? Like, do you think that makes any difference in planning for the game or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think although we haven't played each other this year, obviously we're not in the same division or anything like that, I think we're fairly familiar with each other and how each other operates. And I think it'll be a good game. I think it's two like-minded teams and hard-nosed, hard-working, and people who just love good results and love the process. And I think it's going to be a fun game.
What do you think? Last week, Darius Washington started last game, played every snap. What did you see when playing beside him for the contest?
Yeah, I think in my 3 years here, AD has been one of the more resilient people on the team. He's had injuries. He's had times where he might have not been in rotation. He's had times where he was put in the rotation, had another injury. And he's just been super consistent ever since I've been here. And to see him get an opportunity and excel with the opportunity, I think he's not just back there. I think he's back there making plays and doing his job at a high level. So super happy for him. And just thankful I get to play beside somebody like that and have somebody who's as much of a professional as he is to maybe not be in the position that he wanted to be in at the start of the season. We're getting down to the crunch time of the season, and he's a big part of our defense. So I'm just happy for him, excited.
How much do you think you can build on last week, keeping them out of the end zone for the entire game? That really kind of one of your guys, certainly in the secondary, best performance of the season.
Yeah, I think it's easier said than done. And, it's something that we kind of got caught up saying against Buffalo and then coming out the next week and not doing. And so I included, as well as everybody else in the building, definitely doesn't want that result again. So, we're aware of it now and know that we have played a good game, but I think we can get a lot better. And I think that's kind of the mindset everybody on defense has right now.
Kyle, you've obviously played deep safety in the past, but this past Sunday was the most you'd played in a two-high alignment in quite a while. What's that adjustment like for you? I mean, ideally, do you like being closer to the line of scrimmage? How did you think that went for you?
Yeah, I think in college, even starting in high school, college, and even in the league, I've always seen myself as a safety, a versatile one. But at the end of the day, I think I play safety. So if I'm asked to go play safety, I feel like that's not an issue for me to play safety if I'm a safety. So I just want to do whatever the defense and ZO needs from me on a week-to-week basis. If that's going to play safety for the whole game, then I'm 100% fine with doing that, and we'll do the best of my abilities.
Kyle, real Roquan hasn't been ruled out. I know he could play. But if he didn't, are you comfortable wearing the green dot? Is that something you worked on over in training camp? Did you wear a helmet with the green dot on the practice field, or is that something that you experienced with?
Yeah, I've had it in my helmet pretty much every day of practice for the past 12 weeks. So I remember if they'd ever told me I didn't have the dot or had the mic in my helmet. So, like, day one of practice, I just heard Zio in my ear and it was a surprise. But gotten used to it now. And I remember rookie minicamp, I came out here and I had the dot. And that was definitely a lot different than now. My head was spinning, so I didn't really have a chance to get the guys' calls. Kind of feel bad for that. But I've grown since then, but yeah, if I'm asked to do so, then I will.
When you look at Justin Herbert and the way he throws the ball almost in a way that almost nobody else does, just preparing for him, watching on tape and having faced him too before, what do you see in getting ready for this game?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he throws a pretty ball, and it's a super accurate ball. You can throw it deep, and you can throw it short accurately. He carries out his fakes very well. I think one thing that's underrated is his legs, especially last week, just watching the film. I think on second and long, third down, he was able to pick up some first downs and kept Cincinnati's defense on the field. And that's something we have to be very cognizant of, just rush lanes and keeping him in the pocket, because obviously we're worried about him throwing the ball, but at the same time, we can't let him get easy yards.
Kyle, when you watch the Chargers film, how much does it remind you of the Ravens offenses that Giro coordinated and what you faced in practice every day? And then secondly, do you expect Giro to switch things up to try to give you some change-ups or what?
Yeah, I agree with both of those points. I think it is somewhat similar. Obviously, you don't have the same people. You don't have Lamar, but that's nothing taken away from Justin or anybody on that side of the ball. You know, you got to adapt. I think Giro's done a good job of adapting his offense to his players and not the other way around. And, you know, they're playing with the big fullbacks and big tight ends, and it's hard-nosed football. You know where the ball's going. You know what's going to happen. It's just, can you stop it or not? And I think there's some beauty in that. There's some ugliness in that, too, just the way that the game's played. But, you know, we're all tough guys. But, yeah, I think there are some similarities there that we're cognizant of. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure he's going to have some wrinkles to keep us on our toes.
Kyle,
two more, please.
Obviously, a couple of former Notre Dame guys on that other side of the channel. With Cam Hart, have you talked to him at all about, you know, the kind of fun of being on the same field together after playing, after living as closely as you guys did?
Yeah, so me and Cam came in, class of 19, Notre Dame, lived together for a year, my junior year, and pretty much best friends, and so cool to see what he's done. And he was a fifth rounder this past year, never complained, never did anything, put his head down and went to work. And I think if you guys have watched any Cam Hart film, you know that he's been playing really well this year, and I'm super happy for him, and I think he's just scratching the surface. You know, I'm sure just like Jim and John have bragging rights, we're going to have bragging rights too on this, so that'll be an added W for us. We get the win.
You have to do a jersey
swap? Yes, we are going to do a jersey swap. I don't want to put it out there, but if we did happen to lose, then I might have to just wait on that, because I don't want to be out there swapping jerseys after we lose. But hopefully we win, and I'll be happy-go-lucky to go swap a jersey with him.
Kyle, Tre'Davious White, he had some key plays last week. What's it been like working with him, I should say, and what do you think he's able to bring just this opportunity?
Yeah, I was actually talking to Trey, and I grew up a big LSU fan, so I remember growing up watching him, Jamal Adams, all those guys play together, and so I was a Trey White fan before Trey even knew who I was or even knew I existed. But, I mean, he's been a great pro in this league for a while, and having somebody like that to add to our already room that I think is deep, and, you know, just that added wisdom, and I think he's super talented. It's such a big win for our team to get somebody like that. So, obviously, he did a good job last week, and I'm sure he's going to build on it this week.
Thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.